Hello, everyone. Welcome to New Consciousness, New World. This is not our first show on BBS Radio. However, it is our first time at a new hour, new day of the week. My name is Esperantha Ray, and I am your host. Since I have not been at this time, and the audience is probably to some degree different, I'm going to give you a little introduction and on who I am, my background, and also a little bit of insight into what we're trying to do with New Consciousness, New World, this radio show that we started a while back. And our goal is to have the audience participate as much as they would like. So if you'd like to do that, please do go on to bbsradio.com and hit station one. It will upload the current show. And not only that, but most important, it will provide the contact information where you can call in for the first half of the show, the first 30 minutes or 25 minutes or so of the show. I will be talking about a variety of topics. And when I do my introduction, I will address the topics that we will be discussing, which are, you know, basically extremely wide range of topics and experiences through my personal spiritual growth. And the second part of the show will be to invite you to participate, ask questions, or to share information, or simply just to talk about the topics that we are addressing at a given time. My name, again, like I said, is Esperantha Ray. And my background, I've worked as a systems engineer, principal systems engineer, for about 25 years approximately. My degree is in computer science, followed by a very successful career as a systems engineer for a variety of companies. To give an example, Raytheon, Booz Allen Hamilton, and so on. And that's basically my left brain side. Now you would wonder why a spiritual person would be in going into this kind of field. Well, really, it's a very interesting question, because it was spirit who requested that I go into this line of work. You know, as spiritual beings, not everybody is going to be doing spiritual ministry. A lot of people are being called to do different things in different parts of the different categories of fields, such as varied as financial, government, engineering, science, etc., medicine, and so on. So we're called in many directions, not just in certain directions. However, this part of my life is going to be mostly dedicated to spirituality, because this is the time now that I'm supposed to be doing this kind of work. In my background as a systems engineer, and this was what the angels basically told me, because I have had a lot of training through angels, angel guides, spiritual guides, through Jesus, and different archangels, including Raphael, Michael, Gabriel, and most recently, Metatron. So Those are some of the spiritual guides I've had. I've also had physical guides. My background, I've studied with Jose Silva in the basic lecture series. I actually became an instructor and trainer with mind control techniques, which are intended to control your mind, not someone else's. And as a result of that, I also did his last course, which was Ultramind ESP, which was a bit more advanced and oriented towards what he was originally supposed to work towards. I've also had other wonderful spiritual teachers, physical teachers, and Jose Silva was maybe the most influential. And I've also had transcendental meditation, just to name a little bit of my background. But through my spiritual guidance, I was asked to study computer science, and I'd have to tell you, it was not necessarily my favorite choice. I would have preferred psychology, but as spirit would have, they recommended for my purpose and for my spiritual direction, as my spiritual path was intended when I incarnated in this planet, was to help from this perspective. And as such, I helped and I worked as a consultant for very large companies in the engineering and also government field. So I've worked with the different services and developing and bringing, holding energy in meetings and being called to, in my travels for work, to do spiritual work and energy work in different locations that I travel to. So it's been an incredible, incredible ride. And even though sometimes things don't go perfect, I have to say I'm very thankful for my experience and for my career and for my direction. When it was recommended, and again, they recommend, they don't tell you what to do, because as divine beings, we are given free will. And as such, they are not allowed to violate. No being of light would violate free will on anyone. They can recommend, they can nudge, they can suggest, but they will never violate your free will. And anybody who does is raising a red flag as to their true purpose. So what that basically I was asked, when I was asked to do this work, I was given a view or a perspective of what my life, what my jobs would be like, and I was given specific instructions as to what the outcome of my, you know, degree would be. I would be doing specific jobs. I would have clearances. I would be doing all kinds of, you know, scientific research, and I would be applying my knowledge, my information, but most importantly, I would be utilizing my spiritual gifts as well in the different locations and different places I would go. And sometimes I would be called to go to these places without my even understanding completely what I was being asked to do. So this is a little bit of my background, and I have to say that everything that I was that was said and told that I would be doing has actually happened. I've had the opportunity to participate and work for the government at different levels with incredible projects, learning wonderful skills that have taught me and have helped me to grow as a person, both personally and spiritually, and basically, I think, at all levels. And it has prepared me for whatever the rest of my life is supposed to, what I'm supposed to be doing with the rest of my life. From the spiritual perspective, I dedicated my life to spirit approximately 30 years ago when I first started meditating. And I spent this time connecting and developing my connection with God, growing spiritually and developing my commitment. And at one point I made the commitment to surrender my free will to God so that He may guide me for whatever purpose God has in mind. Now, I might sometimes mention the word He as God, but in reality, God has no gender. I don't like to get into the he or she version of it because, again, if there's no gender, why would I be bringing up a gender that does not exist? So I will try my best to stay away from either calling God he or she, and I will just use the different varieties of the name. My background is I'm a speaker, teacher. I'm trying to help through the radio show and through my work, which is my center is called Research Center for Inner Awareness. The URL for my website is researchcia.com. You can also type Research Center for Inner Awareness.com, and it will also you know, redirect you to Research CIA. I tried to use this a controversial name because it's easy to remember one, and it's intended for another purpose as well, which I won't get into on air here, but it has a purpose. So even though some of you might find it interesting or unusual, there is a reason for all that spirit does and recommends and suggests. So just thought I'd put that out there. In the last 30 years, I have traveled extensively, learning a variety of disciplines and methodologies by great master teachers. I have taught for over 15 years in Europe and now in the US. I work with a variety of individuals, at-risk teenagers, prisoners, state police, and the homeless. So I've had an opportunity to see a lot of different aspects of our world and our lives. I also am the author of Hope Reigns Beyond 2012, The Real Secret of the End of Time, Ascension into the Fifth Dimension of New Terra. And I'm working on editing my other book, Experiences with Angels, which I hope to put out shortly. And after that, shortly after that, I'm supposed to continue in writing a series of five books, which are more detailed versions of the book I mentioned, Hope Reigns Beyond 2012. Hope Reigns Beyond 2012 is basically a summary of the four books that are to follow, which will be containing more detail about the ascension process. And our radio show has been focusing on the book Hope Reigns Beyond 2012, and it is on sale if you'd like to purchase it at Amazon.com. It's also online in Barnes and Noble, and you can just basically do a search for it online and you will be able to find it. You will also find a link to purchase it on our website, which is researchcia.com. So any place you'd like to check it out, it should be available for you to purchase it if you'd like to follow along. Basically, Hope Reigns is intended as a message of hope. It's intended as a message of hope, and I'm going to get into that message of hope. Just a couple of more things about my background and my biography. My philosophy is very simple. Through God and His hierarchy of light or His community of light, we are all given gifts when we strive to reach our ultimate potential. When we share our gifts with others, our growth is accelerated and we all benefit. So this is the main purpose of this show and one of the reasons why I started Research Center for Inner Awareness. I am a workshop leader. I'm a holistic therapist who has extensive experience in areas of past life regression, quantum healing, energy body expansion, human and planetary clearing, activation, protection, and several other fields within the spiritual arena. So join us today and every Monday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast. I'm currently located in the East Coast, although I have to say I have lived for 4 years in California. Wonderful, enjoyed living there, and it's been a wonderful experience. So I hope that all of you in California will also join our seminars, events, and radio, and just hopefully you benefit from the knowledge that I, as a spiritual being, can provide, and also from our audience and our listeners who would like to share their own knowledge and experience. Some of the topics that we're going to be discussing or I'm going to be touching on from this point on, it has to do a lot with what is written in my book. And since my book is a summary, it really covers almost everything that you could possibly think. So for example, we are going to be touching topics so varied as energy, vibration, the difference, between the two and how the two interact and affect each other. We are going to be discussing extraterrestrial existence. We're going to be discussing healing. We're going to be discussing the planetary changes, which this category in itself has so many different topics that we could go into. My perspective is covering the changes by focusing on different aspects or parts of the world as we move through the changes. So that's how I kind of put it together in the book. And the book is interesting because it's written in reverse chronological order. So that may be of interest to you as well. The fact, because that's the way it was, the visions were given to me. These revelations were given to me. So I just shared them in the order that I received them. And I thought that was most appropriate. And interestingly enough, that's how Hollywood is now doing a lot of their movies. They're kind of going into the future and then regressing into the present. So that is kind of what's happening. So for example, the book is divided into four sections. Three of the sections are based on the three major visions or revelations that I was given through spirit. And section one is the ascension. It's basically, this is where I'm going to start at, and it has to do with the future. It talks about the crystal cities, New Terra, fifth dimension, the quantum consciousness, and what all this is about. And within these different topics, we have subtopics that we will go into. The second section of the book is the end of times. And one of the things I touch upon is there are some denominations or religions that believe that this is a punishment from God. And we go into that in the book. I go into that extensively, and we address the issue from a spiritual perspective. And we talk about the starting point. Where did we kind of turn off into this direction that we're currently going on? We also go into Europe and Africa, the changes that are going to take place there, Asia and Australia, North and South America. And of course, then I'm going to discuss the globe, the entire planet as a whole, and all the changes. Now, section two is also pretty much into the future. We quite haven't entered into that space-time yet, but it's coming closer and closer. And then there is a section three, the point of no return, which basically this is the most recent past, the last, I would say the last 10 years or so, and probably the next 3 years, approximately, give or take a year. So this is basically addressing more the things that are occurring and taking place in our planet now, which I discuss in the book and will be discussing in the show as well. The beginning. So what has set us on this path of, you know, the moment of choice? We had a moment where we could choose the outcome for, you know, the ascension process. After this choice point, we're kind of set on this path. Now, we do have the ability, don't get me wrong, to impact our circumstances to a degree. However, that does not mean that the events mentioned in the book are not going to happen. My understanding is, based on what Spirit has indicated, this is definitely going to happen. How it impacts us is what we can mostly change, and also how it impacts our immediate environment and even our near, for a little bit further out environment, how we can protect that, how we can maintain a certain level of balance within the chaos that's already playing in our lives and around us. The changes in the United States changes, and the world changes. These are not as dramatic as the obviously when we move further into the future. Then section four talks about the transformation, initiating the awakening, the evolution through mind development, and how we all this is I want to touch on this because this is such a major topic to address. There are so many people out there who believe that, you know, some people are called to do the work of spirit and others are not. In reality, that's a very big, big, big misconception. In truth, we are all called in one way or another to do certain things or other things. The difference is few of us choose to follow that path because it is not, and I repeat, it is not always easy. However, if you choose to follow it, I can guarantee you a ride you will never forget. It will be definitely the ride of your life. So, difficult moments aside, it is more than worth it. All the incredible experience you will have, and you will experience. You maybe you already have experience. Some of you are probably already on your spiritual path. So let me give you a little bit of an introduction into the book. These revelations of hope with a view into the future go beyond 2012. It describes the struggles and hardship. It lists the areas of safety, and it discusses the methodologies and techniques to a new and higher evolution. And this is a natural progression. It's not something we can stop. We can determine where our evolution goes, and we have certain choice points along the way. What we cannot stop is our evolution as human beings. And though at times it seems that history is repeating itself, it is different each time because we have grown, we have evolved. Ultimately, the revelations provide a picture of our future, the manifestation of heaven and earth, and what that means to humankind. Over the past 10 years or so, I received the three main visions detailed in this book. These visions are written in the order that my guides provided, from future to the present. The time frame of these events taking place is not really known. The visions were given in three main sessions. I have received visions from most of my life, and I hadn't even thought of including a lot of those visions into the book. However, it's interesting how, spirit had guided me through the process of writing this book, and how these different visions actually fit into this book as well. So I was really surprised and very impressed that, how everything just seems to fit together, because at times you're getting bits and pieces and you're wondering how they all fit together. And then at one point you see the light bulb goes off and you're saying, wow, oh, I see now, I understand. So this is what happened in my progress of throughout my life as I'm getting different information. And then when I put this book together, I'm getting even a bigger picture that I had received already throughout the many years of dedication to spirit and spirituality as a whole. So the visions were given to me in three sessions: before the election of President Bush, G.W. Bush, and before the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Some of these events mentioned in the book have now taken place. I started writing this book approximately 1 year after the election of President Obama. So there has been a time lapse between the moment of the visions, the main visions, and the actual time of putting this on paper. I have to tell you, part of the reason it took a while is because through the process of writing this book, I was really sharing very personal information, very deep beliefs, and very, I guess the word would be, very profound beliefs and understanding of my person as a spiritual person, and not only that, but my past in through life, and what that path held for me in the sense of my roles, my purpose, my goals, and all that. And I had to confront the fears of putting myself, opening up my heart and soul, and putting myself out on a limb. It has not been easy. So, yes, it took about that much time for me to actually be able to put this information into writing. And gradually, as the time passed, I was given different insights as to how to organize the information until I was ready to move forward. These revelations divide the book into four sections. Section one discusses the outcome of Earth, Terra. That's what they call it, or the higher beings of light call it Terra. Beyond 2012, it is a vision of hope and realization that we are in the process of something greater. It is a new Earth in the fifth dimension, a time where humanity can levitate, walk on water, communicate telepathically, and much, much more. Section two gives us a picture of the devastation about to take place on our planet, such as wars, mega tidal waves, gangs, terrorism of levels never experienced before. So if you think you've seen terrorism, based on what you would find in the book, it's not quite to the levels that we will experience further down the road. And that's why this book was given as a message of hope to understand that, yes, the chaos is going to come, but there's light at the end of the tunnel, and that's really what it counts. We can't lose sight of that tunnel. We can't lose sight of that light. This section also forecasts locations that can provide a certain level of safety. These events take place before the Earth descends into the fifth dimension. Section 3 discusses events from our recent history and a very near future. It is here that the point of no return is reached. Section 4 provides some insight into how we can survive these moments of great chaos and create a new future for ourselves. We will be trained to protect ourselves and others by using the most powerful tool humanity possesses. Most importantly, this book challenges you to make a difference in creating your new world by taking ownership of your power and using your voice to make a difference. See how? These revelations were provided to me. These revelations were provided to give hope and light in our ascension's difficult moments. They are not to be confused with messages transmitted through the power of channeled information. My training is a little bit different, so I don't use channeling. I simply have revelations. Images of the ascensions, maps can be ordered from the website as well, and three different sizes throughout our website. And of course, these images were included in the book. My goal would have been to incorporate them in color, but because of being a first-time author and having certain limitations with the publishing companies, it becomes extremely expensive, where the book would have probably cost $50 as opposed to, nine if it's electronic, 13 if it's paper copy, and $30 because it's hard copy. So in order to keep it reasonably priced, the pictures are provided in the book and explained in detail in the book as in black and white. So that's another option. And if some of you would prefer to have them as help guides, you're welcome to order them from the website. All right. So let's get started a little bit on the future, the crystal cities. Now, again, this is happening approximately 1,400 years into the future that we're going to be starting with the book. So keep that in mind as I discuss this, and let's start so we can see what the crystal cities are like in the future. Now, I'm going to also tell you a little bit about how I had these visions, and that's what it does in the first chapter of the book. Even though the chairs were set up in a circle ready for everyone to gather, my meditation group did not show up this Friday. Days like this are always a great opportunity for me to have a unique moment to myself. I receive some of my deepest and best insights this way. Sitting in a half lotus position, I began my breathing exercise for relaxation and go into a meditative state. I proceed with the energy clearing, balancing, and regeneration. Next is the energy circle. This is the best part of the meditation because you get a wonderful feeling of total balance between body and mind, releasing judgments, resentments, anger, and much more. And time allowing, in future programs, I will be sharing some of these meditations with you on the air so that you can use them for your own purposes. And one of the main focuses of teaching you or guiding you through these meditations that were given me is to help you to connect with the power of your divinity, the power of your Christ consciousness, the power of God within you, if you are not ready doing that, and being able to connect with your higher self for direction, for guidance, and most important, for being able to discern for yourself what your goals and purposes are, to think for yourselves, to guide you on how to think, not what to think. So this is our goal, and with New Consciousness, New World, and with Research Center for Inner Awareness. Meditation helps you to reach a state of mental and physical wellness and also develops your spiritual intuition. Magical things happen at this spiritual level, and especially again with the energy circle. It's a very powerful meditation. Halfway through this process, three light, translucent figures appear sitting directly across from me, two angels and an ascended master, which I also refer to as beings of light. How? I didn't know this. I don't know how. I just knew that it was. I just knew the information. It was automatic understanding known as absolute knowledge. I will explain more in detail later. Let's look at a few of the terms that I use in this book and so that you know where I'm coming from, because different people can have different understanding. In this book, I refer to angels with gender. I see them this way because it is more acceptable to me. Due to my own gender, male energy resonates with me and balances my female energy. Angels have no gender. Angels are being created by the source to serve as a reflection of divine will. They have free will, which is aligned and in union with God. And sometimes people confuse that as not having a free will. It's just in perfect alignment, not in duality like we have. So what are masters? Well, masters, as I describe them in this book, is we are masters were once embodied and have since ascended. They at one time believed that they were separate from God. Through conscious awareness, they have reunited with the universal source by bringing their energy vibration into balance and harmony with the divine. Source is the inherent consciousness of what is, was, and whatever can be. It is the I am presence, the creator, not to be confused with the creation. They sat in front of me, and a tender, compassionate smile in their face. There was a twinkle in their eye, and I could tell that there was a little secret they were trying to keep to themselves for the time being. But to make this short, because I do want to take calls. Basically, what their purpose there was to create what is called a tunnel, which transcends time space. I call it a quantum tunnel because through quantum physics, you can be in one point in a room and be at the other point in a room without crossing between the space and the center. This is what the quantum tunnel does. It allows you to go from one point into another point, and on the left hand side is the future, on the right hand side is the past. So, and I will go into this also more in the into in future presentations in the show. So through this wonderful, incredible tunnel, they invite me to come in, and one of the angels starts to move the finger round and around, and the tunnel just starts to swirl and to move, and I'm transported into the future, 1,000 years, into Terra, new consciousness, new world, new form of thinking, and basically heaven on earth. And it was an incredible, powerful experience. So let me introduce you briefly to the angels that were present. Ascended masters and angels have a different vibration because of their consciousness and their awareness, which I won't necessarily go into, but they do. So the first angel introduced himself as Andrew, and he said, "I am from the angelic realm." Basically, he was validating my perception and my intuition about the information I was getting. "I am Tobias," said the middle one, and an ascended being, he clarified. So this was the ascended being. The third was my guardian angel, and obviously we will refer to him as Vic, V. And basically him I recognize. So Indra raised his hand and began to draw circles in the air in front of us. And as he did so, a circular cloud began to form. It grew larger and larger, and it continued. So then they invited me to go into the tunnel and move through the tunnel into a different space-time. And again, Andrew raises his left hand and puts it through the cloud, and it is at this point in space-time that we are going to be entering. Now, this was an incredible experience because I had a wonderful, wonderful vision of humanity that, I'm going to try to do my best, and I do my best in describing in the book, but I have to say words are very limited at this level. So I knew that we were traveling into the future, and we were traveling very fast for several minutes, basically. And I had a lot of questions. Thoughts were racing through my mind. Were there ETs? Were they friendly? Did humanity really, how did they live in all of this? What was it like? So my questions are basically answered as we were moving in through the tunnel. When we crossed in through the tunnel to the other side, on the other side, all I could see for a few seconds was brightness. I could hear different sounds filling the air. I could hear birds chirping and dogs barking. The wind was blowing through the trees, and I heard water running nearby. And there were other sounds I could not identify. They had a calming, very peaceful effect. As the breeze touched my face, I smelled the sweetness of flowers. Gradually, my surroundings came into focus as my eyes adjusted to the light. And what was in front of me was so breathtaking that, again, I'll do my best to put into words. I realized we were floating in midair. Gigantic crystals reached to the sky in majestic clusters below us. They were like frosted glass, translucent yet smooth from top to bottom. They reminded me of giant rectangular skyscrapers with tops slanted at one angle. The crystals were not all the same height, but varied, much like they do in nature. With a closer look, I realized they were actually buildings. They extended as far as the eye could see, yet they did not crowd each other, and they had these luscious, colorful gardens flow between the clusters with every type of flower and plant and tree, animal you could imagine. And you know what? The species that we have, have become extinct to some degree are no longer extinct. White paths served as guidelines from cluster to cluster. There were people walking in the gardens. Everything seemed to be in perfect balance and perfect harmony. What I did not see were roads or highways of any kind. A strip of turquoise blue water glistened in the horizon. The air was so pure and clean, I could see for miles. It was almost surreal. Such peace. I felt light and fresh. This was a magical place. Upon entering, all your troubles dissipate, and I was filled with a feeling of perfect well-being. There was so much to take in and so many questions. I was looking down on a city where we were not alone. Other people were floating past us. They looked at us, smiled, and said hello or welcome. Others sent blessings as they spoke to us. Their lips did not move or utter a word. They were using absolute knowledge. I could actually feel within me their sense of joy. Okay, we are kind of halfway through the show now. So if some of you would like to call in, please do so, and we can address any questions you may have. And as calls come in, I'll continue to read so that in case you want to hear more about this, then we can do that. But feel free to also use the numbers on the website and call in and ask questions. Or if you've had spiritual guidance that has to some degree been similar, you're welcome to share and ask questions and just be another spiritual guide in all our lives. We're all teachers, and we're all also students. so we can all learn from each other. So as they spoke to us, their lips did not move or utter a word. They were using absolute knowledge. I could actually feel within me their sense of joy. A group passed us. As they greeted us, I sensed all of them as one thought. I began to feel the presence of many minds acting as one. Or was it the other way around? Maybe it was the same thing. I was actually in contact with everyone on the planet. This was one city, but I could feel the presence of millions. As I focused on a given thought, I could connect with the group specifically or a single individual. So let's say, for example, if I focus my attention on California, San Francisco, I would zero in on the state of California, and then I would zero in on San Francisco specifically, and I would see the people there in that area, and I would see, you know, what the environment looks like. So it's an incredible way to be able to communicate and access information at the same time, and at the same time have complete awareness of everything else. So I could still feel the presence of everything that exists in the earth, and at the same time I can focus in and zero in on a specific location, even a specific individual. As I focused on a given thought, I could connect with a group specifically or a single individual. They were connected as one mind, and at the same time there was a variety of personalities. It was a great sense of unity being connected. No loneliness exists here. There was a serenity about them, a sense of fulfillment and harmony. Incredible. If I had to describe heaven, this is what it would be. We continued to observe. They seemed regal. Their clothes were luminous and flowing like silk. Actually, their bodies and clothes glowed. And to try to give you a perspective of what that was like, I'm going to share with you a quote from Mark, the Bible, Mark 9:2-3. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone. There he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. So this is to try to give you a perspective of what these people, these beings, or what we in the future would be like, what our physical appearance would be like. I mean, we still to some degree have features. However, it is our physical bodies are very different than what they are now. We will be much lighter. Our energy vibration will be much higher. And that's already starting to happen to us. New energies are coming into the planet and they are affecting us. When we're in balance, it helps to heighten that spirituality. When we're out of balance, it creates a bit more stress than normal. So that's why it's so important to maintain that balance and that connection. So I directed my thoughts to Andrew. This is Earth. Basically, this was the question I was curious to ask. This is Earth in 1,400 years? Yes, he replied. This is so extraordinary, and yet you say it's supposed to happen in my lifetime, I thought. That is correct. Wait, he says, for there is much more to see and understand here, he answered. As we stood there, some of these people disappeared into the crystal structures, while others came out. There were no visible doors. They just passed through into the crystal. It was almost hypnotizing to watch them move about on what seemed to be their daily routines. One of those beings was moving towards us. As he approached, he greeted us telepathically. I could sense, feel, and hear his thoughts. We were in communion. He introduced himself as Adrian. He was a one of the guardians of the Crystal City, and was here to welcome us and act as our guide. He told us as much as possible about life here. He also shared how it was possible for these feelings of peace, calm, and balance to permeate the entire earth. It was very freeing, and everything around was in pristine condition. At this point, he beckoned us to follow him, and we slowly floated over the Crystal City. So let's find out what New Terra is like. Adrian explained to us, here humanity has reached a new level of evolution. Earth has ascended into a new state of vibration known as the fifth dimension. There is no longer any need for machines, medications, or anything of physical design. Nothing is man-made through tools or inventions. Although things are produced, it is done with the power of the mind, that is done instantly. There are two ways to create what is needed. One is individual creation. A person creates their own clothing, furniture, or other personal items that are needed in their daily life. Two is social creation. Two or more people in unison create a vision for what is needed, and it is manifested instantly by a couple, group, community, city, county, or the planet as a whole. For example, this city was manifested by the city members. Everyone visualized what they wanted and how they wanted it. Individual needs, considerations, and improvements were taken into account through the visualization process. Once everyone is in agreement, the vision is manifested instantly. The procedure was similar to an architect and his construction. The requirements are considered, and the architect visualizes the building. He then draws up the plans and shares them with the builder, and changes are made as needed. Work then starts until construction is finished. The major differences, however, is that this process of creation through visualization and telepathy takes generally just a few minutes. In oneness, the mind sees everything at once, almost like an instant movie, and is able to make a quick decision and changes. Because I don't know if you realize, but when you pay attention to your thoughts sometimes go like 100 miles a minute, you know? And when you can focus the energy at that level, then you can manifest basically your thoughts. And this is exactly what is going to be happening at this level of consciousness in the fifth dimension. That we're taking this energy and we're bringing into existence everything that we want to manifest, everything that's in balance and everything. Because we, as beings at this level, are in balance. So our surroundings are in perfect harmony as well. And this vision is brought into being. There is no delay. It is instant. Through today, we have construction, and this construction takes a period of time to put together. Actually, it can take up to a year or more, depending on what you're trying to build. So at this level of consciousness, we can change, modify anything we desire by simply making it a thought and providing the energy vibration to create it into matter. After the ascension, there really is no more space-time. All things happen in the now. Even on Terra, everything occurs now. Time is an illusion. This means that everything happens in one moment. There is no real past or present if you think about it, because when you take into account that all things happen in the now, then the past and present, as we have been taught, as we understood, is not true, is not existent, and it's not real. Everything is happening now. The only difference is that we have access to those dimensions of the past or the future, and we perceive them as either past or future. And that's how we understand the past and the future, which is totally different from what we've been taught in the past. The past and future exist for you at different points in space-time, at different vibrations. On Terra, everyone has access to the past vibration. Some also have access to the future vibration in your time. These few have overcome the energy barrier that allows you to see into what is considered the future. You need to understand that everyone has this ability, no exceptions, and this is true in the future. So why are some people able to see the future while others are not? If everyone has this ability from birth, you know, and that's a really, really good question. Why or how? As you grow, you are told that this ability is wrong or imaginary. So children, mostly out of fear, shut out these vibrations. They stop talking about them or they forget about them altogether, which happens to most of us. It's like a veil is placed in front of that knowledge and we are separated from it. As time passes, more and more people will relearn with meditation or through other techniques how to connect again with these frequencies. Through history, you have proof of people with these abilities and many, many more. Yeshua, which most of you know as Jesus, Buddha, and other ascended masters were able to see into the future, heal, walk on water, and much, much more. In the present, the awakening of humanity is taking place in great numbers. Once the critical number of enlightened beings have reached their full potential, the entire planet will be uplifted to the fourth and into the fifth dimension. In the fourth dimension, humanity, human mind, is being it's beginning to attune to others of like mind. Manifesting your goals will be easier and more immediate. So cause and effect will be instant. And the reason for this is because we have a much higher vibration of energy flowing from the heavens onto the planet Earth. And even our body is beginning to generate a higher level of vibration through new awareness, through new consciousness. And that affects all life on the planet, and not just all life on our planet, but all life through the galaxy, through the universe, and throughout all the universes. This is not just, contained within our planet or our universe or our galaxy. It is something that's happening and impacts everything around us and expands, much like a pebble when it's dropped in water. You have a circular circle that expands out and pushes and just moves outward and outward. And since the universe is infinite and is always expanding, then that energy is always expanding as well. In the fourth dimension, human mind is beginning to attune to others of like mind. So that's what we're doing. Manifesting our goals will be easier and more immediate. So cause and effect will also be instant. You know, there with greater knowledge and greater wisdom, we have greater responsibility. Manifesting your goals will be easier and more immediate. So cause and effect will be instant. And I don't know if you've experienced that already, but I definitely have. I've had situations, and I should say most of my situations, especially the chaotic ones, they definitely do have a more quick response. It's like I do something, and I'm like, oops, I shouldn't have done that. And it's like the response is instant and the consequences are not always ideal. For those who are aware and in balance, the transition will be instant. However, you will make it. For those not aware and out of balance, the transition will be devastating. The choice is ultimately ours, yours. Basically, you decide. I decide. And interesting, those words from Victor Hugo that's kind of bring this into perspective. The future has several names. For the weak, it is impossible. For the faint-hearted, it is unknown. For the thoughtful and valiant, it is ideal. Again, this is all perspective, and it's based on where we're standing, in balance or out of balance. My guides taught me a variety of exercises and techniques through my training, which helped me to expand my awareness. And that's some of the information that I'm sharing here with you in this book, and will be sharing with you also on the program, on the show. And I hope they will be a benefit to you. Basically, what I've done is I've taken all the techniques and created different workshops with different purposes. Again, you can find these on the website. I have also included on the website a couple of the meditations that are included in the book for the purpose of connecting with your higher self. I will continue to add more meditations as time allows so that, you can benefit freely from the knowledge and the expertise. I mean, we all have to make a living. There's no question about that. However, whatever can be provided for free will be with the intent of not limiting knowledge to a few, but to be able to provide knowledge to everyone. Because it's not about, again, it's not about a select few. It's always about people choosing to follow. And we all need to have that option available to us. So, the purpose of these techniques is to facilitate the ascension process and to tap into the higher consciousness. From there, the name of this program, New Consciousness, New World. You can also learn these methods and connect to the source. Adrian continues, there are numerous teachers and techniques that are available to you and will help humanity through this passage. Remember that when you are given a desire, you're also given all the resources needed to bring that desire into being. And be receptive, open, and without judgment. The energy flows in your favor always. How you use this energy will determine what you bring about. For example, if you seek to learn, a teacher will be provided. Be reminded that things are not always what they seem. Not everyone who appears as a teacher is truly a teacher. You must discern this. So we're going to leave off here because it is time for the show to end. I would like to invite you to join us again on Monday, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and 5 p.m. Pacific. I hope you enjoyed the show, and please feel free to call, email us on the website. There's a blog. You can also email me. My email is on BBS Radio and also on the website with questions, thoughts, ideas that we can share with everyone else on the show. Again, remember, sharing makes our experience richer, and we all grow exponentially when we share. I want to wish you all a very blessed week. May God watch over you, and may your life be successful and full of spiritual growth. This is your host, Esperanza Ray, signing off with New Consciousness, New World.